It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. We begin this morning with Kelly Field. We're also joined by Todd Sledge. They're with Cincinnati VA. It's our pleasure to welcome Todd and Kelly to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so you're here this morning to talk about Cincinnati VA. So explain to us exactly what Cincinnati VA is for those that may not be familiar.
Yeah, absolutely. Here in the tri-state, we're fortunate to have the Cincinnati VA Hospital located here in Clifton on 3200 Vine Street, where we treat 43,000 veterans among 15 counties here in the tri-state area between parts of Indiana, parts of northern Kentucky, and here in Cincinnati. We are a 1B complexity facility, which is the second largest facility in the size of VA healthcare in the United States. And we are currently, we rank seventh out of 130 medical centers in the country. So, we're here to treat veterans. We want veterans to come join their private club, if you will. You got to be a veteran to be a part of the VA. And we look forward to, serving all those veterans that need healthcare.
Okay. Now, Kelly, I understand that you are a veteran yourself. Is that right?
That's correct. I am. I'm an Army veteran. I served from 2006 to 2014. I deployed, actually, to Kabul, Afghanistan, where I met my husband. And so I am all Army all the way. My dad was an Army veteran. My grandfather was an Army veteran. I'm an Army veteran, and my husband's an Army veteran. And so the Army is very important to me, and veterans are very important to me.
So what does that mean for you? I think it would give you an extra insight when you're working with veterans and to understand what they're going through.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that that's something we can say about everybody that works at the Cincinnati VA Medical Center. Cincinnati has a lot of different places in terms of healthcare and hospitals that you can choose to work at. But we choose to work at the Cincinnati VA because veterans are our mission. It is so incredibly important to us to be taking care of that veteran. And you're not just taking care of some veteran. A lot of us, if we're not veterans, a third of our staff are veterans. But if we're not, it's because our dad was a veteran, our sister's a veteran, our husband or spouse is a veteran. And so that mission is so incredibly important and close to our hearts.
So when you work with veterans, what are some of the more common questions veterans have about the health care that's available to them right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. Yeah. What the biggest question is am I actually eligible for VA healthcare? A lot of veterans there's a lot of myths and misconceptions about whether or not they're eligible or not, because a lot of veterans think that if they didn't serve in combat, or they weren't injured in the military, or they didn't get injured while serving in combat or deployment, that they're actually not eligible for VA healthcare. And that's simply not true. The VA is designed to take care of all veterans who served. And we encourage our veterans to call our eligibility office. They can do that at 513-475-6499 to start the process to find out how do they get into these benefits that are part of their private club.
Okay. And so when they call, what do you find are some of their most common questions? What are they calling about? What do they specifically want to know?
A couple things. They're wanting to know if they're eligible. Am I eligible to get health care? And sometimes they couple that with, well, I know I'm probably not eligible, but I thought I'd call anyway. Well, what they find out is, going through a series of questions, it takes less than 15 minutes to find out that they're actually eligible to get VA healthcare through the Cincinnati VA. And they also can find out they can still hold their private health insurance and use the VA. They can, they don't have to use all of the VA services. It's just part of how do we get them connected to their personal healthcare portfolio. It's like getting a scholarship for your kids. We're not an insurance company, we are a benefit. And that's the big education that they're getting.
And I think something important to note is a lot of times when we talk to veterans, they don't seek out their benefits because they're afraid they're going to be taking that healthcare benefit away from another veteran that they think may need it more than them. And that's simply not true. VA benefits are there for all veterans. And so that's why we encourage veterans or their family members to call that eligibility line, because they have that conversation, see if they're eligible. And then from there, they can either use the system or not. But we just want people to know, don't eliminate yourself from this benefit just because you think you're going to be taking it away from somebody else. That's simply not true.
Okay. And you both talked about being eligible. What does that mean? Does that mean that 100% of your health care is going to be covered? Does it mean 50%, 25%, what does eligible mean?
Yeah, and there's, well, and that's an excellent question because there's different levels of eligibility. Some veterans will have no cost at all to their health care, depending upon when they served, if they have a service connected disability related to their military service, or based on income. So there's different levels of eligibility. There's eight different categories. And so our eligibility specialist, the who we want them to connect with, will help them determine what they're eligible for and tell them what co-pays that they may have or what co-pays they may not. But overall, in all of that, everything that we offer at the Cincinnati VA, surgery, primary care, mental health, telehealth, we have six community-based outpatient clinics throughout the tri-state. They're all eligible for those care services, but there might just be different levels of co-pays or time and convenience.
And simply stated, it really starts with 24 months of active duty service is really that pathway and an honorable discharge. And then there are some other nuances that Todd talked about, and that's why it's so important, no matter what type of veteran you are and where you served, to call that number, because it can get complicated. There are just, if you served here, then. For example, I was in the National Guard. I was in the Army National Guard myself. And so I really didn't have that 24 months of continuous active duty service. However, I had that deployment to Afghanistan. And what that did was it made me eligible for 5 years of care after I came back home. Once that 5 years was over, the VA wasn't done with me. It grandfathered me into the system. And so to this day, I still receive my care there because of that. So there are so many nuances. And so we want people to ask questions about their specific service so they can find out for themselves.
And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. In the studio with me now, we're speaking to Todd Sledge. We're also speaking to Kelly Field. They're with Cincinnati VA. Now, let me ask you this now. Let's talk about family members. You talked about family members can call, but what advice would you give to family members of a veteran?
Oh, that is such a great question. And I advocate for this all the time because we find that more often than not, the family members are the one advocating for the veteran. Veterans, we're so stubborn. We're so used to being supermen, and we're so used to that concept of selfless service. We don't really seek out benefits and help for ourselves. So a lot of times it does fall on that spouse, those parents or those children who act as the caregiver. And what I can say to you is, call. You can call eligibility. That's the great thing. You can't sign a veteran up if you're not their power of attorney or have that legal part of it. But what you can do is you can ask questions for the veteran about their eligibility. So when you have these conversations and say, Dad, I think you could use more health care. I think you could use more help. And here's what I found out about the VA. Let's go together. You can really help advocate for them. And that's really what's important, because veterans, we're stubborn. We don't want to ask for help because that's ingrained in us. And so a lot of times we need that extra push to get us to get those benefits and take advantage of those benefits that are there. Hey, those benefits are there because you signed up for the military. Now we owe it to you to take care of you.
Okay. And so are we talking about at the hospital? Are we talking about full service? Anything you would be treated for at, you know, another hospital you can be treated for there? Because I'm sure that's a misconception. Well, they're only going to treat, you know, if I have an injury or amputation or whatever.
Correct.
Is that something you guys find?
Yeah, that's very true. That's one of the misconceptions. We do the exact same services. We provide the exact same services that University of Cincinnati, Christ, Good Sam, Bethesda. We provide all those same kind of services. Yeah, absolutely.
And I find that veterans like coming to the VA because we specialize in veteran care. So how that heart condition or how that diabetes is affecting you because of your service time. So to have that additional layer of specialty in how veterans' health is approached is where we are. So veterans like coming to us.
Now, Todd, you touched on this, but I would like to talk more about this, the mental health piece, because we know that many veterans suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. Let's talk about the services you provide here.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Actually, that is one of our specialties, and actually we are one of the top-rated performing mental health programs in the United States for post-traumatic stress disorder. What we have here specifically in Cincinnati is we have three post-traumatic stress disorder programs. We have an inpatient program, we have an outpatient program, we have women's programs in the Women's Health Center. So if you are in need of any challenges around post-traumatic stress disorder, readjustment, counseling, anxiety related to your service, Cincinnati is a place you want to be, and we have veterans that come from all over the United States to be treated specifically here for those programs here in Cincinnati.
Now, you touched on something, and I think this is really important, and Kelly, I'm sure you can really speak to this, but let's talk about some of the challenges that women, female veterans face that may be different from what we see in men.
When you think about a veterans hospital, it really can truly be a place where you think about a male veteran. And so what the VA has done is created a women's health center within our VA has one specifically that it's really catered to women's needs. And it's not just that it's a center that's separate, but it's a place where we specialize in veteran women's health care. And we do the full range of women's health care needs from primary care to OBGYN. We can't deliver babies there yet, but I know our women's health coordinator wants to. But it really is that special place where you can go to when you go to the medical center down on Vine Street. It's within 100 steps of the front door right there on the left-hand side. And it's just your private sanctuary to be around other women veterans and to speak to providers that specialize in women's health care. I think one of the biggest things about the VA that's besides the health care is that camaraderie. A lot of times when people come out of the military, they miss their friends. They miss their battle buddies that they served with. And this is how we give that back to them. Whether you're in a waiting room for primary care, for me, I actually do get my care at the Women's Health Center. You can go and be around other women veterans that have had similar experiences and talk to them about their experiences like you would in no other place.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Todd Sledge, also speaking to Kelly Field. They're with Cincinnati VA. For more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Now, let's talk about this. I know in the veteran community, we also see a lot of homelessness. I guess the biggest question is, what can we all do to help our homeless veterans?
Well, you know, the main thing is, especially if you come across a veteran who is homeless, is to have them get to the Cincinnati VA. They actually can come right to our emergency room, or we do have a location in downtown Cincinnati on 909 Vine Street. Mm-hmm. It's our community homeless outreach division where we have caseworkers out all the time engaging homeless veterans to get them connected with their services. That's the biggest thing, is getting connected with the VA, getting part of that process, getting them off the street. You know, if there are challenges with substance abuse, mental health issues, combination of both, you know, the Cincinnati VA is a place for them to be, and you just got to get them into the medical center so they can be medically examined, emotionally examined, and provide that safety. And, you know, we get them in the emergency room, we get them through the processes medically, we get them stable in the medical center, and then started getting them through our mental health programs.
And we have so many community partners as well.
Absolutely.
If one of the mental health care programs or the program doesn't work for you, for example, you may be somebody who has a discharge that doesn't qualify for VA benefits. They can work with the community partners to also find benefits within the community that would yep. help you out as well. And right. So don't let that discourage you if you have maybe an other than honorable discharge. We can use our community partners and see what the best pathway is for you. What all of our programs do, including the homeless program, is put that center, the veteran, at the center of the care and say, what are your goals? What do you want? What do you want for your health care? And then they give you the keys, you drive that car. And that's true across the board.
Well put.
All right, so let's talk about your community clinics here. I know you have community clinics. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we're very fortunate here through the tri-state area. We have 6 community-based outpatient clinics. They are located throughout the tri-state. If you think about the 275 loop that we travel all the time, we have clinics very short distances off of I-275. Actually, we have one located in Hamilton, Ohio. We have one in Eastgate. We have one in Brown County. 2 in Kentucky, in Bellevue and Florence, Kentucky, and then also in Indiana and Dearborn. So within that tri-state area, you're 15, 20 minutes away from being connected to those clinics. The wonderful things about those clinics, Rodney, is that you can get almost all of your care at one of those clinics instead of having to come down to Clifton. So primary care, audiology, podiatry, mental health services, a gamut of different kinds of things that doesn't have you to travel to Clifton. The other nice thing about those clinics is our telehealth services that we provide that are connected to these clinics. What telehealth is we can give a veteran equipment where they can actually submit their daily blood sugars. They can have their heart monitors. They can be checked on different questionnaires about mental health. There's different things they visually can talk to their provider, which we have secure messaging through My Healthy Vet. So there's a lot of remote ways in which veterans can be connected to their healthcare providers that they don't physically need to get in a car and travel to a medical center. Huge another advantage of why veterans should come into the VA.
Okay. So you work with veterans. What in general, what's the attitude towards veterans? How do they perceive themselves as being treated here and, you know, nationwide?
Yeah, well, the main thing I'd like to point out is the VA does do a measurement of called trust, where they actually ask veterans, how do you trust your VA as far as your health care? Well, the last year, at the end of our 18 year, we actually scored 88.7% of our veterans say, I trust VA to for my health care. The national average is 86%. So we're well above that. So, you know, if you look at that equation, that's 8 out of 10 veterans who are saying, you know, I trust and have faith in my healthcare system. And we see all the time, and Kelly can expand on this, we launched a program called Voice of the Veteran, where we're constantly getting compliments and different key points from our veterans about what we're doing. But, Rodney, we also encourage our veterans, if they haven't had a good experience or they're having challenges, reach out to us on Facebook. Contact our patient advocates at the hospital. We want to hear what your issues are, because we don't want you to put that experience in your pocket and walk away and be like, well, it's great, I got my appointment, but somebody didn't talk to me in a courteous manner. I didn't receive good customer service. It's like any business. If we don't know what the problems are, we can't fix them.
Absolutely. And I would add that, you know, as a veteran myself, when I was serving, my battle buddies would always tell me, don't go to the VA. And so honestly, before I worked at the VA, I'd never considered it for my health care. It seemed like it was a lot of work. It seemed like I wouldn't be eligible anyways. And with everything that I was hearing in terms of rumor, it just didn't seem like it was good. Once I got my job here, I started to think, well, I better check out what this VA is all about. And I'll tell you, I was pleasantly surprised. And I think that's what we hear from a lot of the veterans who test out the system. They're pleasantly surprised about what's available to them and the different services and how quality they are. I think time after time, we hear about these different surveys and studies about VA care. Just recently, Dartmouth released a study about the quality of care at a VA. Quality of care at a VA nationwide, not just here in Cincinnati, is at the level or better than industry partners. So people at that hospitals that aren't the VA. So we do really well in terms of our care. Where we do have improvement to make is that perception of care. And we are working to get better on that. But I will tell you, a lot of people that come to the Cincinnati VA, that almost 90% of our veterans that come here are happy. And we always say it goes back to our people, what I talked about before, our people that work there making that difference, because our mission is to serve veterans.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about Cincinnati VA, how can they find out more?
Yeah, the best thing to do is really to start with a couple things. Call our eligibility number, 513-475-6499, or they can check us out on Facebook, or they can check us out on our web, cincinnati.va.gov.
Thank you, too.
You bet.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank
you so much.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.